Black guys don't eat pussy.
That's not on my list either. I didn't know that until a little while ago. I thought that they all did. I thought they loved it.
Black and White Talk.
You're listening to Black and White Talk. I'm Kim.
I'm Domino.
And this is episode number 3.
Sorry about the delay, but we're on vacation and we took full advantage of it.
Yes, we did. It was an awesome vacation.
Very nice.
Full 1 week vacation.
The only problem is I'm still not done doing nothing.
Yeah, me either. Back in the work scene and...
it sucks.
So,
I forget how, you know, what kind of idiots I work with until I go to work. And, you know, it's just that I work with such idiots. I mean, complete and utter morons. It's like, how did they get this far in life? The simplest concepts are just, you know, I might as well be talking rocket science to them. And I don't know, they're somehow able to hold a job. I don't get it. I've almost forgotten.
I forget how pissed off I am at work until I go back to work. I was so pissed off today. Like, God, I have to work here again. I hate my job. It's like you don't realize what's there until you go away.
Yeah. But, you know, you never appreciate a job also until you don't have one.
Yeah, true.
So it's definitely a double-edged
sword. I hate my job, though.
Mine wouldn't be so bad if it weren't for all the idiots.
But anyway, we're back.
God, you know what? I could make a whole show just out of the idiots that I work with and some of the things they're not doing. Or should be doing.
Sure. We can make a side note and rant about it.
Yeah, I could.
Well, let's talk about rehab. A lot of things revolve around rehab in the news lately.
Well, you know, it's like if you're rich, you know, you go to rehab. If you're poor, you know, you go to jail. Look at Lindsay Lohan. I mean, she's supposed to serve 90 days, and I just recently heard on the news today that she might spend 13 days in jail, and that
they said
this was common because of overcrowdedness.
Yeah, right. If it was me, rest assured, I'd have all of those days in jail.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They'd even throw some on for good measure.
I mean, of course, Lindsay Lohan is a celebrity. But how many times has she missed her court dates? Missed this, missed that. She's
and
been
maybe
given...
if she had gone to jail a long time ago, she wouldn't be in this mess now.
She's been given so many fucking chances. If I was that judge, I'd be like, no matter how much money you can give me, if she deserves it, she deserves it.
Yeah.
That is bullshit. But who's Andy Dick?
Andy Dick is a comedian. He was good friends with Chris Farley. And he had said on CNN today that he had been in rehab 10 times. And which just goes to prove, if you don't really want to quit, no rehab is going to help you.
10 times for what? What was he addicted to?
Oh, just various things.
Oh, okay.
Alcohol, coke.
Yeah, it's like, I agree with you.
Yeah,
when
no
you
rehab
say that
is
going to
help you in the world. I mean, you got to want to help yourself. And,
yeah.
You know, you can go as many times as you want. You know, it's not going to change anything unless you want to change. But I've noticed certain traits that people have when their parents are alcoholics.
Oh, yeah, they have the face. If you can tell that a baby mother was an alcoholic, if their eyes are very wide apart, if their nose is wide but very small, and if their mouth, I think, is wide. But I've seen plenty of people who look like that.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
Liza Minnelli is a perfect example. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Judy Garland. She was such a fucking drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And Liza Minnelli looks like a drunk baby. She totally does. Her eyes are big and wide apart. She's got that little nose. you know, that's pushed down, but it's kind of wide. And her mouth is huge.
Yeah.
Cabaret.
Yeah, you're right.
That girl on the Weather Channel. Man. The black woman on the Weather Channel.
Oh, yeah.
Her eyes are very wide apart.
She's got that. She's just so animated.
Yeah.
You almost think that she's like a cartoon character. She got the widest mouth I ever seen.
Yeah, she does. She does.
And I think everybody gets the Weather Channel. I mean,
yeah.
So it's everyone a black lady on the Weather Channel. It's usually in the...
In the afternoon, in, sort
yeah,
of.
Yeah, about the morning,
early.
Afternoon.
Yeah, early afternoon.
And she's got the widest mouth, and she's got the just the Joker
she
smile.
She is the thinnest woman I think I've ever seen. She's got, like, no boobs. She's very thin. She's kind of like a dark chocolate color, and she's got, like, straight hair, like, shoulder length.
And you can see all of her teeth. Just when she smiles,
yeah,
like all of her teeth.
Yeah. She definitely looks like a drunk baby. Wouldn't that be like a good thing if someone had a big mouth? If you have a big dick?
If she knew how to use it? Yeah, hopefully. Jesus, you would hope.
And then, of course, also in the tabloids are Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah, Mel Gibson tapes.
So I've only heard one. And it was this woman reading this, like, it sounded like she was reading, like, you know, why are you so hostile?
When in all reality, she was probably saying, you're a fucking crazy motherfucker,
yeah.
I can't stand you.
Yeah. Your cock is so small. I've never been satisfied.
I have to fake all my orgasms. God only knows what she's really saying, and then the dub voice comes in.
Yeah,
over.
It's like...
You need medication.
It's like you're acting out of the norm.
It just sounds like
you're
a
doing
setup
this to the
me
family.
All the way
it's like, yeah, I totally. And then he's like totally going for it, and like,
yeah.
Fuck you, bitch! Like
oh,
he come,
right.
He like it's his devil
and
side.
She's probably saying shit just to make him mad.
God damn it!
I'll fucking kill you, bitch! She's probably saying something like, "I will kill you and your mama when you're sleeping." Why are you such a mean man? It's, you know, the voiceover. It's just, I bet you it's total setup.
Yeah, I think so too. And then, of course, it was released to the, you know, the public and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's always, I mean, that whenever it's released, you always know that it's intended.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's not going to be, oh, I just stumbled across it, you know, or somehow, some I got
happened
to or something.
I think she claimed that, she claimed that she wasn't sure how it was released.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I wasn't sure. I don't remember the night.
Yeah, I don't remember the $5,000 that was deposited.
More than $5,000.
I don't know where that came from. Yeah, definitely more than $5,000. What am I talking about?
God.
I don't know where that $100,000 came from. I don't know what they pay for that stuff nowadays.
Pamela Anderson and that drummer.
Oh, Tommy Lee.
They had that sex tape, and they were all like, I don't know how it was released. You know, for as big a dick as Tommy Lee has, I would not want to fuck that. Tommy Lee is the white version of Flavor Flav to me.
Yeah.
He's just dirty
yeah.
and crusty and inked all over.
I remember there was a contest between him, Tommy Lee, and... oh crap, the other guy that was in the band. who could fuck the most women? And I think I'm joking about this. This is actually in a book. Who could fuck the most women and go without a shower?
Oh, that's not right.
For the longest period of time.
That is so not right.
And from what he read in the book, he said that they were ripe. I mean, you could smell them in the down breeze. And it was see who could go the longest.
That's that's not nice.
Yeah.
Then who would fuck that?
Oh,
seriously? I don't care who he is. Even if he's oh God, who is like an amazing person? Even he's like The Rock, who is like probably the most gorgeous man I think I've ever seen. I would not fuck that.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is something I wanted to talk about. Is lighter skin better? And my topic actually was formulated by this answer to a question that I had. I went to this website where you kind of, it's like a forum sort of, and you can put questions out there, people answer them, people talk to you, chat, whatever. So on this website, I put a question similar to, if you had a chance, would you date a black woman if you're white, and or would you date a white woman if you're black? And this was only for men. If you had a chance, would you date someone who's not your skin color? And first, there was a guy who couldn't even answer the fucking question. He said, well, it depends on who they are. So what's an example? That's not a fucking answer. And so I added on to my question, you know, let's say Tyra Banks when she was in her model years versus Megan Fox, the starlet from Transformers. And then one guy was like, he couldn't even answer the fucking question. He said, well, Tyra Banks is mixed, so she doesn't count for black. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? First of all, Tyra Banks identifies as black. Second of all, if we were in the 1930s right now, and we were walking towards a restaurant and it said white only, am I qualified to go in there? Is Tyra Banks qualified to go in there? Or is she going to be in the one that says colored only?
Yeah.
She's going to be in the one that says colored only. It doesn't matter if you're fucking mixed. Most Americans in America are mixed with a lot of things. And she qualifies, she identifies herself as black. And that's where when I got so upset about that, that's where my topic came from. Is lighter skin better, or is mixed better than just saying you're black? Or you're white for that matter. And I remember when I was in this class about African American studies, something along those lines. And it was during, you know, 2008, the whole election for Barack Obama versus John McCain. And there was, you know, this real hippie-ish looking white kid in my class who always said the wrong thing at the wrong time. So we were talking about, you know, people and why they voted for Barack Obama. Like, you know, white people who are not black in general. And the guy, the hippie, says, well, you know, my friend, I was talking to my friend about this, and he thinks that, you know, people shouldn't call Barack Obama black. He's mixed. So it was really a mixed person versus a white person. And I was like, that is such a fucking cowardly thing to say. How come you can't say it's a black person versus a white person? In Barack Obama's book, he identifies as black. So why would you call him mixed? Is it better for you personally to feel like, oh, I voted for a mixed person, not a black person, so that makes me okay? Do you know what I mean? That's such a fucking cowardly thing to do. That's how I feel about it. You're making it okay by changing.
Well, unfortunately, that's pretty much the gist of how
Tiger fucking Woods. He calls himself this weird term, like
Asian,
Latino, you know, Russian, you know, Vietnamese, you know, African, Malaysian. What the fuck ever? You are black, dude. The same thing. In the 1930s, if he went up to that restaurant, white only, would they let him in? Fuck no.
Yeah, you got a point, yeah.
So, why?
Well,
I mean, I know why, but it's just silly. It's just stupid.
Unfortunately, white America does think that lighter skin is better. Like, even back in the slave days, they would have the darkest ones work out in the field because they felt that they were more accustomed to being out in the sun, and they kept the lighter ones inside, of course. And so, yeah, even back then.
For me, identify as black, although my ancestry consists of all of these things like French and Arab and, you know, all of these things that, you know, I guess make up who I am, but I still identify as black. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like it's just not right for people to think, it just makes me think that black is not something good. Being black is not good because people identify as all these other things. How come black can't be as good as white? Do you feel like that's how it is, though?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 racial stereotypes. Do you think you can guess all 8 of mine?
Give me an example.
Okay, the first one is white people have no rhythm.
That's true.
You think so?
Yeah.
But what about, you know, all those dance movies coming out? Can you think you can dance? And,
well, you know,
I mean, there's plenty of white people that, you know.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I mean, yeah, good point.
And white people can sing, too. But yeah. what's one that's racial?
You know, white men can't jump.
Okay. That's not on my list, but it goes in there with white people can't dance.
Black guys don't eat pussy.
That's not on my list either. I didn't know that until a little while ago. I thought that they all did. I thought they loved it. Mine on here is black people are good at sports.
Oh yeah, the great white hope.
Yeah. And another one I have on here is black men are well endowed. That's such a huge stereotype. But I don't think that is the case. I think maybe black men, just like Asian men in general, are smaller, but they're still, I think most of them are still in that average range. They're on the smaller end of the average. And I think black men are the only larger in the, of the average, but of course there's lots of many different types. I've seen a black guy who has a small dick, and I've seen a black man who had a average dick that was just a little thick. So, I mean, that one's not true, I don't think.
I can't answer that one.
What about something about Asians or Hispanics?
Asians, they're very computer savvy.
See, that goes, I put that down here too. I put Asians are smart.
Yeah, Asians are smart. And
which
they are.
I don't think, I know what, I don't know
they're
about
crazy,
that.
They're crazy though, but they're
crazy.
Smart. There's a fine line between genius and
I don't know about that. I think that maybe they have a higher education level, but I don't think in general they're smarter than us.
Well, it just,
you know, or
well,
higher
I don't
determination.
Know if it's true or not, but I saw this thing on TV, I think it was like 2020 or something, but they were saying about how Asian children, I can't remember if it was Chinese, Japanese, but how they were given flashcards while they were still in the crib of short division. And I'm like, shit.
You know, they're starting to do that with babies over here, too.
Well, yeah, they need to.
You know?
I mean, this was like years and years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think they are faster on the education standpoint, and maybe they have a higher desire to actually gain more knowledge. But I think we here in America are not really that motivated. We want money.
Yeah.
We don't want knowledge. And, you know, we're like, leave the tech stuff to the foreigners. I think we're just kind of, you know, that's all that we are brought up to want. Money.
Yeah.
You know, just.
Yeah, we want to achieve the most and do the least.
Right.
That's the American way.
It sure is. I have one about Hispanics. Hispanics don't speak English well or don't want to.
I think they speak English okay as long as you're willing to try to learn.
Yeah.
Well, I think I mentioned the girl that I did from Honduras once before, and she had been in America for 11 years. And still didn't know one lick of English. And that was irritating.
She just, it sounds like she just didn't want
to. She just didn't want to learn. I was starting to wonder, seriously, if she had she was mentally challenged. Because I thought nobody could be in America for 10, 11 years and not know any English.
Yeah.
but I was really starting to question it.
On the other hand, you know how some people are so determined to speak the language that they're like, okay, I'm not going, I want you to talk to me in English, like, and be real with me. You know, I've spoken to some Spanish people who do that. They're like, no, I want to learn your language. Don't speak to me in Spanish. Speak to me in English so I can, you know, learn. There are some people determined, and then there are some people who aren't.
Yeah, true.
Hispanics are all illegal aliens. That's a stereotype.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if you're going to open up a Mexican restaurant, because I like Mexican food. I really don't care if you're illegal or not, but if you're going to work in a kitchen or open a Mexican restaurant, you know what? Separate yourself from everybody else. All these Mexican restaurants are opening up, which is great because I try them all, and they're all the same. Mm-hmm. There's, I mean, except for maybe two, which I like.
And their designs. Have you noticed that on the inside of a lot of
it's
Mexican
more
restaurants?
Theme.
Yeah, yeah, it's like pastels and birds and sun and
yeah,
sombreros and.
Like you're eating a theme dinner.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I could eat fried chicken and somehow taste Mexican with that theme going on.
Gosh. Yeah. And then black men like fat white women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. We've discussed this.
Yeah, we've discussed this a lot before.
It's like, you know, that's just a common belief in white America.
I mean, when we went to the mall the other day, that was the first time I've seen a black man with a fat white woman. I mean, every other time I've seen black men with white women, they've all been somewhat attractive or thin or, you know, ghetto looking.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But they've all been fairly attractive, fairly like, oh, I can see how you like that. But that fat girl was very ugly. She was very, very ugly. You know, there is a whole fetish out there for fat men, fat people. So maybe they're just, you know, maybe some people just like fat people.
Well, I think that if your parents are big, you kind of tend to look for a bigger mate. You know, because they
really?
They always say that you look for people who most remind you of your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, that's what they claim, and it seems to be true to some degree. As far as traits, qualities, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that, you know, I know a lot of girls who like big guys, you know, and I don't understand.
Yeah, I know some girls who like big guys.
I'm thinking their dad was probably kind of big.
Like, with like, just not muscle at all, just like a soft guy, you know?
Yeah, I see. I think it's like teddy bear syndrome or
I
something.
Don't like that. I like muscle. I don't want to fall into you.
Yeah, I don't get it myself. I'm thinking their parents are big and fat and probably, I guess, some of them love them.
Well, I think we're going to stop recording right now. And thank you for listening.
And if you got any questions or you want us to talk about anything on our next show or mail just anything in, go to blackandwhitetalk@yahoo.com.
Yeah, email us there. So myspace.com/blackandwhitetalk. Go to our webpage at blackandwhitetalk.podomatic.com. I'm like high right now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Maybe I should take a hit first. We're rolling, so. You want to start us? Oh! Oh my god!
You're taking a drink?